Blog Talk Radio.
Put a spell on you. never felt warm or the cold, cold nights. How it gets you when you least expect it, and you can't reject it. That crazy little tingling feeling, pain that you just get.
You could have fire, just let it burn. There's no running when it's your turn.
Call me crazy, but I think I found the love of my life.
Let it burn.
Call me crazy, but I
growing up deep divers, I used to think that, hey, to be happy, you need to have lots of money. You need to be famous. You need to be the talk of the town, in the club every single night, popping bottles. I used to think that it was good to have your plate full of a lot of processed foods. I used to think that if you were wearing the latest designer clothes, people would see you as somebody that was just so cool, right? Deep divers, thank goodness I left that place a long time ago. You see, I grew up thinking that you had to do what society wanted you to do. And what does society want so many of us to do? It wants us to not be ourselves. It wants us to live someone else's life. So what did I do? I let go of all society's expectations. I'm like, I don't have to be in the club every night drinking alcohol. I don't have to do that, because that's not the right way to live. And isn't it funny, deep divers? When it's your birthday, when it's time to celebrate, there's always alcohol around, and there's a birthday cake full of a lot of white sugar, which is bad for you. Then it made me realize that many people in this matrix are living in reverse. That's why there's so much chaos on the planet. When you live in reverse, L-I-V-E, it becomes evil, E-V-I-L. So every single day, I'm realizing that I have to get right. I've got to get right with nature. I've got to be in peace and harmony with my environment. And I've got to be in peace and harmony with myself. You see, deep divers, when you are in alignment with who you truly are, with who you came here to be, everything will move into alignment with you. And then you'll just say, feels so good to be alive, baby. Can I get a hello there? Deep divers, I'm just, woo, breathing in that good ass prana, baby. Have a beautiful day. Peace.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
All right, all right, all right. Greetings, 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 everybody. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for tuning in to another broadcast of randomness, right? This is a broadcast, guys. I let you guys know early on in the week that I will be doing random morning shows, right? Random morning shows, you know, just when I feel it on my heart, you know, to do and to come on and to talk about, you know, whatever topic, what have you, right? So yesterday, you know, Spirit was like, okay, yesterday I want you to do state of emergency. You know, who are the leaders of the world? I'm like, okay. So I was listening to Brother Wisdom last night, and Brother Wisdom is someone who I highly respect, guys. He's no stranger to the ear platform as far as his audio clips are concerned. When I pull him from YouTube, I like to go to him, and I like to keep up with him and Ralph Smart are two of my top people that I always stay connected with, especially in times of crisis, because, you know, for my resonance, you know, resonates with them as far as what's really going on in the world. You know what I mean? So we do here at Ear, we do a lot of broadcasts, you know, how to enhance your spirituality, how to enhance your spiritual growth. And, you know, it's been great. You know, we had a great run. But really, what I have been wanting to focus on here lately is what's really going on behind the screen, y'all. Because I feel that we are in a time and space now that it's going to be very, very key to know what's really going on so you can truly know when, you know, they are playing in your face, y'all. These people, I'm sorry, well, I'm not sorry, you know what I mean? But these people are playing in our face. And what the thing about it is that, you know, the world and many of us are waking up. Many, I love it. I love it. I absolutely love it. Many of us are starting to see the bullshit for what it is. I said long ago, you know, when I started out on this spiritual journey, you know, a lot of people, of course, were not waking, especially in the 90s and the 80s. I can imagine what they were going through, you know, with people not being woke. But just in this latter part, you know, of the, let's say around 2015-ish, you know, like more and more people started to wake up. And I always told, you know, even the people I was surrounded with, I always tell them, you know, speak life. Always speak life over our people. Always speak life. I don't care if they not waking up when you expect them to wake up because you just woke up yesterday. But no, no, no. You just woke up 5 minutes ago, as Cetius always says. We just woke up 5 minutes ago. You know what I mean? How can we expect a whole world to wake up, you know, in 5 minutes? Come on, y'all. You know, so, you know, I always, that's what the ear platform is about as well. You know, speaking life, planting seeds. You know what I'm saying? And letting go, most importantly, letting go of the expectation, you know, Rome wasn't built overnight. You know what I'm saying? Metaphorically speaking, right? So, guys, this is an episode of State of Emergency. Who are the real leaders of the world? What's really going on behind the curtain, right? So what I chose for you guys is a clip by Brother Wisdom. He says that our planet is facing a state of emergency, which it is. It's pretty much, in my perspective, I want to say a global reset happening, you know. But the thing about it is, as far as the elite, the wannabe elite, right? What word am I using for? The fabricated power, if you will. You know what I mean? They, the government, okay? They, oh my God, it's comical, you know, the Corona front screen that they're promoting to the world. You know, it kind of reminds me of the HIV epidemic, you know what I mean? That HIV epidemic, which turned around, which kind of backfired, if you will. I mean, it killed a lot of people. You know, we know that HIV, of course, is a bioweapon. You know what I mean? This is a bioweapon deliberately created to depopulate and ruin our people, especially specifically designed for the melanated people and the gay, you know, community or whatnot. But that whole shit has turned around. You know what I mean? So, you know, here we got coronavirus. I mean, there's many different viruses that we don't had, you know, many flus, different H1N1, you know, Ebola didn't even last long, that bioweapon, you know, probably in Africa or whatnot. But anyway, my whole point is these are fucking bioweapons that are created deliberately to destroy and dominate, right? That's their motto. That's their game. So, with that being said, this whole Corona spill, you know, a lot of the wise counsel are coining it as germ warfare. This is germ warfare. These people are crazy, batshit nuts. The shit I see, my mind is just blown away. Let's go ahead and see what Brother Wisdom has to say about our planet and being in state of emergency, guys. And I'll come back. I'll see if you want to come on, Lisa, and speak. But, you know, these are just a short morning shows that I'm doing, nothing real extensive or long. But I just want to enhance your awareness. That's all we do here at EAR. You know, we just want to enhance your awareness. We're not saying what, you know, we project is the absolute truth. It's what resonates with you. You know what I mean? If it resonates with you, great. If not, great. You know, if it doesn't apply, let it fly. You know what I mean? So the number to call in if you want to join me is 929-477-3423. Press 1 only if you want to get in, or you can just simply listen. All right. I do not have the chat room open because I will not be on long. But if you please be sure to check out our new website. Our new website is www.enhancingawarenessradio.net. Please check out that website. If you have a show idea, you want to come on the panel, you know, discuss, please feel free to email the radio show. You can email us at questions@enhancingawarenessradio.net if you need to get in touch with anybody on the panel, any of our hosts, anybody, me, anybody. You know what I mean? You can go to our website, enhancingawarenessradio.net. You'll go under the section that says Meet the Team, and all of our information is there as far as our Facebook links, pages, all that good stuff. Ooh, I need to update mine. So, yeah, all right, guys, let's see what Brother Wisdom has to say for us, and I will be back after that. Peace.
Brothers and sisters of the Celestial Energies, Brother Wisdom, if you guys took a look at the community post, there was a posting that was made announcing the activation of the planetary cosmic shield. We must understand that our planet is in a state of imminent danger. There's certain light codes that our planet is supposed to receive on certain areas of the planet that are not being received. And these light codes cannot come through certain energies. They must be direct light codes. These beings on our planet have taken it upon themselves to spray the sky with certain chemicals that block certain codes from the planet, because they knew that these codes would assist us in our ascension. They knew this. They know that certain energies would be delivered that will cause their downfall, because they study the cosmos. While our people are sitting up studying Pan-Africanism and arguing about who's from Africa and who's not from Africa, our enemies are studying the cosmos, studying the energies of the planet, looking at graphs and studying the history of certain energies on the planet so that they can block certain things from coming, which would be our upbringing. Before we fell from our powers, we were wielding energies and powers because of all the energies that were being dispersed on our planet from our suns, from all of our suns, from our moons. But now, that is not so. Now that is not so. This is the very first time in all of our lifetimes that we were not able to wield energy from our bodies the way we did in our past lives. And these beings are trying to make sure that this doesn't happen again under their watch. Our planet is in imminent danger. Because certain light codes are not being dispersed on certain areas and certain lands, our planetary programs are not activated. There's certain programs on the planet that has to be activated. And it's not happening. And these heart things, they know what they're doing and they don't care. You think they actually care? They would literally die to make sure that these things don't take place. So I'm just passing on the information to you all that we must take it upon ourselves and begin to issue out certain energies so that we can bring ourselves back into the balance of the nature of our planet. Our planet is in a position of imminent danger. And we must take this very, very seriously, because these beings who have named themselves leaders of the world are purposely and intentionally destroying the very life of our planet. And they're doing this on purpose. And they know what they're doing, and they don't care about the outcome of what happens. They don't care about the outcome of what happens. All they want is to make sure certain energies don't arise, to make sure that they can remain in this illusionary power that they have created for themselves. Highly important that we understand what is going on, my people. This is why the actions were taken. And if any of you would have seen me while I was writing this mathematical formula and equations, if you would have seen my face, you would have known that this action taken is not a delightful action to be taken, because certain things would happen, will be happening on the planet. And we're talking about absolute destruction of everything around us that we know today. We're talking about something that's going to be completely merciless. And these beings have done so much damage to the planet and have kept our people so fast asleep until this is what has to happen. And this is what's going to happen. I'm not happy that I had to do this, but I was urged to do it. I was told that it must be done. I was given the instructions, and I followed those instructions. And we're going to be facing perilous times, my people. We're going to be facing perilous times. Understand what's going on. Understand that this is a cosmic stance. that this is something that had to be done. This is a issue that had to be addressed. This is the only way that balance is going to be restored. We don't care about artifacts and arts and all these things. We don't care about that. Only thing we're looking at now is the restoration of our planetary system. That's all we're looking at right now. It's the restoration of our planetary system. And everything being restored back to its original program. These beings are purposely blocking programs, blocking certain energies that will activate certain programs on our planet because of their lustful greed. Their greed for power and their greed for ownership of something that they don't, that they're not indigenous to. Understand what's going on, my people. Understand that our planet is in imminent danger. I just wanted to pass that message on to you. Because we're getting ready to come into some perilous times. When everything comes into place, there will be total destruction all over the world. Absolute chaos and destruction all over the planet. This is what we come to now. As of October, from October to February of this so-called year, which is this dimension, this cosmic dimension, what they call a year. From October until February, there were several powerful light codes that our planet was to receive in order for her upgrade. And certain areas of the planet were supposed to receive these light codes. And these Archons and Tataris and Orcs and all their other counterparts knew of this, and they purposely sprayed the sky to block these light codes. And like we said before, it's all about them for their lustful greed of power and lustful greed of ownership of something that they don't belong to. I'm just passing this message on. As you guys continue to go within yourself and seek for your most powerful energies that you have always known in all of your lifetimes, continue to practice. Continue to practice wielding that energy. Continue to practice doing the things that you did. It's coming. It's coming. And we're looking at total destruction of everything. We're not going to be the only ones. We got all other beings all over the cosmos. And we got a colossal planet. This is a huge planet. And there are a lot of trees and grounds destroyed. There were a lot of temples and towers and different structures destroyed. They collected light energies. That's what the whole thing about these temples and these towers that we had. They were there to collect light energy because they were built deep within the ground, and they were designed to pull in certain light energies and send it directly to the core of the planet. Now we depend on the trees to collect that, but most of the trees are gone. And all of them can't collect certain light energies because of these tall buildings that have been created that blocks certain areas, certain sun areas, certain areas where the sun belongs. And these beings know what they're doing. This video that's being published, they didn't foresee this. Their witches and soothsayers or whatever they had are not able to foretell this. That's why, you know, they always go back to Nostradamus. Nostradamus was nothing but a wizard. That's all he was. Baba, what's her name? Whatever her name was. She was a witch. And they were able to link into certain energies and see certain things happen and give them information. They didn't foresee this. Mother Cosmos doesn't just give information to anybody, believe me. When it's time for the information to come out, it comes out. I wasn't delighted writing this mathematical formula. I wasn't delighted. I was more in a state of worriness because I was worrying for our people, those who are asleep and those who are awakened, because I know what's going to take place, and it's not going to be nice. It's not going to be a smooth sail. It's not going to be some beautiful thing. No. Talking about total destruction. The things the children will have to see. Well, it'll be once in a lifetime, and after it all this is done, it'll never happen again, and these beings will never build again. So just understand, my people, that this life that we're living will soon be no more. This time that we're dealing with will soon be no more. This construct that we're dealing with will soon be no more. On yesterday, there was a 6.5 earthquake that hit southern Utah. And we had the very first shockwave of cosmic energy. Not only did a 6.5 hit Utah, there were several other heavy earthquakes that hit all over the planet. And if you were in your area and you think that was not an earthquake, that was an earthquake, you just didn't feel it. Many of us felt this energy and this power. So just passing on this information that, yes, our planet is in imminent danger because these beings have created a blockage of light codes that are supposed to upgrade the planet within the cosmos. There are certain lunar codes that our planet is supposed to get from our moon. There are certain galactic codes that our planet is supposed to be getting, and they didn't receive because of the stuff these beings have sprayed over the sky. Therefore, our planet was not able to receive it because it was blocked. They are now using a new formula to block. They cannot block the cosmic energy. They cannot block the radioactive cosmic energy. But certain light codes, certain lunar codes, certain galactic codes, which are nothing but other types of light codes, are being blocked. I'm just passing this message on to you guys. All right? Our planet is in imminent danger. And she's in a point of distress right now. That's why the earthquakes are happening the way they happen, because she's in a point of distress. That's why everything is going in reversal. So that we again can be the true rulers of this planet. You must start your rulership and your ownership of this planet right now. Do not give in to any law enforcement. Do not give in to any of these Arconian beings. Fight. Use your energies. Use your powers. Link it to the astral realm. Let the astral realm be your guide. Continue to build yourself up, because I'm going to be fighting on my part also. Sorry about that. I'm going to be fighting on my part also. I'll just pass this message to you all. Our planet is in imminent danger. I hope you can see that. All power to the multi-chakra celestial energy beings. Peace to you all.
Build a temple, build a ministry, a powerful symbol. Make your presence.
Welcome back, y'all. Thank you guys for tuning in with me to State of Emergency, Who Are the Real World Leaders? You know what I mean? So, I did this broadcast, guys, because I wanted to focus again on what's really going on, you know, behind the curtain. The music you just heard is by CG Potolo. CG is a conscious rapper. If you want to get that album is from the Black Panther album, the Black Panther Party album. You can get that on our website, which is www.enhancingawarenessradio.net. It's a fire album. He also has a new album, Light the Way, you know, that he just put out. I think the actual release is going to be later this year, but you can get it now. You know what I'm saying? So all the information is on our website if you want to get the album now. A lot of dope tracks, you know, that we play here on the platform from his new joint. You know what I mean? So check CG Potolo out. I got Rain DJ Bronx in the building with me. I'm going to bring you in just a second. But state of emergency, you know, who are the real leaders of the world? Most of all, what is going on behind the curtain? You know what I mean? So that's what, you know, I hope you guys got something out of what Brother Wisdom is saying. If you guys want to follow him on YouTube, his name on YouTube is REMDYH, I believe. Yeah, REMDYH. Go and check him out. Let me make sure that's right. REMEDYH. Yeah. So you can't pull him up by Brother Wisdom on YouTube, but you can pull him up by Remedy H, which is REMEDY and then H. He's been keeping me on top of my game. You know, a lot of people, you know, probably feel like it's deep. You know, he is deep, y'all. And if any of you know me, that's how I roll. You know, thank you, Lisa G. Shout out to Lisa G, who is listening also in the background. I remember Lisa G and I sharing Brother Wisdom years ago, you know, about, and we actually wanted him to come on the show when we was over at the Tribe Radio. You know, man, he is awesome. You know, he keeps you on your toes. On, you know, if you want to stay in tune with what's really going on behind the curtain, I highly recommend you to follow his YouTube channel. All right, peace and love to you, Brother Rain Bronx. What's good?
Ain't too much of nothing, God. Just, you know, I'm just cool and just listening to what's going on, kid.
Okay. All right. So, I'm done with the show, bro. It's just, you know, just enlightening, enhancing folks' awareness about what the fuck going on behind the curtain. You know what I mean? That's all it is.
Okay, no doubt, God.
Yes. All right. So we got your jam session tonight, right?
Yeah, indeed. 8 p.m. Eastern. Love you. We got a couple of important topics coming up the following Thursdays after that. You know, I don't know what we have probably going on Saturday, but yeah.
Yeah, we got a we have a very interesting topic going on this Saturday. The Black Ingenious, I can't pronounce that for shit, but the Black Ingenious Woman. This is a topic that LJ is actually presenting. You know what I mean? So it's gonna be deep. It's gonna be good Saturday.
Okay.
So, all right, y'all. I mean, again, like I said, this is gonna be a short show, guys. On Tuesday, on my broadcast on Sunday, what I'm gonna have on Sunday for you guys is going to be I actually just did it. What's on your mind? You know what I'm saying? It's pretty much what's on your mind. I want to know. I want to do a show to kind of see what's on everybody's mind. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to do a Facebook post first, and then I want people to start calling in, you know, just to kind of see what's on everybody's mind, you know, during this quarantine and all this shit going on, you know, what's on your mind, right? All right. So, Bronx, I had to mute you because you had some background noise, but I'm wrapping up anyway. So thank you guys for tuning in again. Join Rain DJ Bronx tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central, where he's going to be doing a jam session. You can come chill with him, cool with him, you know, be relaxed with him on that. All right. All right, guys, until next time, peace. Who we got? Whoa, we got somebody ripped. We got a caller just called in, but all right, guys, till next time, peace.
Hey, what's up, man?
Brother,
what's up?
This is a two-bit party, man.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate.
You know we.
And picket fast. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see. Talk to me, you can't.